Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
We've got 12 minutes now before the top of the hour, and grateful that you are here with us. Our guests today, Jennifer Ott is the Associate Director of Training and Engagement for the University of Iowa Venture School at the Papa John Center, and Wade Steenhook, who he and I go back several years, he is a lecturer at the University of Iowa Venture School. And this is an interesting thing because I had no idea this existed until I was at the DSM magazine launch, and then some of the directors from the Venture School said, hey, did you hear about us? Hey, we're here. So welcome to the News Hour. Looking forward to this conversation. Wade, good to see you again.
Thanks. You too. Great to be here.
So, Jennifer, tell us a little bit, first of all, what is the University of Iowa Venture School? What does it do?
Well, the University of Iowa's Venture School program is a six-week program where teams of entrepreneurs come in with an idea, and we walk them through the business model canvas and really determine the market potential for their idea. So what we're talking about here is determining product market fit. Does your idea actually have a market, and is that customer,
good to know, right?
Yeah, is that customer actually going to pay for your product or service?
How many times do you see, and we have Mike Caldwell from the partnership in on a regular basis talking about this very same things. One of the things I always ask a startup, and I don't care if it's in tech or whatever it happens to be, is how are you going to make money? Because that's why we do this, you know, I would assume. Do you see, Jennifer, do you see lots of good ideas, but then no reality with regard to how we fund this thing?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do during venture school is validate your business model, exactly how you're going to make money, and really set up a path for you to do that successfully. So if we do anything during venture school, it's de-risk the startup
de-risk.
Process.
De-risk. I like that.
De-risk the startup process. And really, each week we hold you accountable for achieving certain deliverables. And it's a great way to network with entrepreneurs, because we bring lots of mentors into the classroom. Our instructors are all seasoned serial entrepreneurs. So we have a lot of experience in the classroom working on your idea.
Great. And Wade, how did you get involved with all of this? This is a great thing to see you again.
Yeah. I've been following Venture School for a while now, since they first offered it in Des Moines about a year and a half ago. And I was really intrigued with the approach that they use of real-world entrepreneurship training. It's not an academic exercise. You actually are going to talk to real customers to find out whether or not they value your product and are willing to pay you money for it.
Hello.
Yeah. It's surprising, huh? Yeah. Many entrepreneurs don't do that, and that leads to the high failure rate that we're all so aware of.
Well, I'm all in for inventive new ideas that are going to be able to make my life easier, better, simpler, whatever it happens to be. And we see this all over the place all the time. But the critical nature of this exercise, I would suspect, is are you sustainable in the long run? And how do you get there? Or do you get into that world, Jennifer? Do you help them understand how to get sustainable?
Absolutely. So that's our whole goal with this, is to really figure out that product market fit and whether this is a hobby or if you're going to actually make some money. And once we determine that at the end of the 6 weeks, then we also flood the classroom on the last day with all kinds of resources, angel investors, people from the Des Moines community that can help them carry this idea forward now that they've determined the market potential.
Wade, how long has the venture school been kicking around here in the Des Moines market?
This will be our second cohort. Really? We had our first one about a year and a half ago, and we're really excited about a more permanent presence here in central Iowa. I recently joined JPAC and Venture School,
right.
And part of that was to make a strategic decision to offer Venture School more frequently in Central Iowa. So we're here. We're here to stay.
All right. So how do people get involved with this program, Jennifer?
So you can visit our website, venture-school.com, and all of the information is right there on the website, including the application. So you can watch a short video. You can also apply online. We are taking applications until August 2nd for this cohort that starts on September 1st.
Very nice.
You can also...
Timely.
Yeah. You can also learn about how we are taking Venture School statewide. We have, to date, had 10 Venture Schools across the state of Iowa in Council Bluffs, Cedar Falls, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, the Quad Cities. So we have a fantastic network of mentors and instructors from across the state to utilize. And
I would imagine if somebody doesn't know the answer here, you've got resources out there that you can pull from. Correct.
That's the beauty of having a statewide network of mentors. Depending on the industry you're in and who your customer you're targeting, you've got a real broad net of folks that we can capitalize on their experience and expertise to connect you to help you find the answer to your problem.
In what areas are you seeing, and it's only the second year, so I understand, so we don't have a long history here, but we have history in other parts of the state, and for sure at University of Iowa in the entrepreneurship programs. But what are you seeing? What's the buzz out there as far as new business startup opportunities that people seem to be focusing on?
Well, I think that the buzz here in Des Moines is tech businesses, scalable tech. But we see all sorts of businesses as we move across the state of Iowa. We've worked with a lavender farm in the Lus Hills.
There you go.
We've worked with a clothing company that was trying to scale and grow a little bit larger than the state of Iowa. So we really see a wide variety. And that's the beauty of this is this method works for any type of startup.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that it's not just tech, because oftentimes this whole tech thing makes my eyes cross because I'm not sure whether, you know, what the business plan is. I get lavender, okay? And my friend Chef David Baruthio over at Baru 66 in Windsor Heights would know how to make lavender cream brulee. You know, that I get, okay? But when we start talking about self-weasel winding torque inducers that somebody wants to create out of some technological, I might be out of the game. So it's great to hear the diversity that goes into this program. Wade, as a lecturer, what do you lecture on?
Well, we do what's called a flipped classroom approach. And that means is our students, our startups, will actually watch some recorded video lecture in their time. That is essentially their homework.
Right.
They'll come to class then prepared to have discussions about what they learned in that lecture, the results of their customer discovery, which is an interview process, and everything they've learned in the week. So it's more about the classroom discussion and the presentations where the learning really occurs.
And when people are learning these types of things, and because it's based through the University of Iowa, is there a set curriculum or are you allowed some latitude with depending on who's coming in?
Absolutely. We actually use a cutting-edge curriculum developed by the National Science Foundation and utilized at Stanford and UC Berkeley. So,
what do they know, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Stanford, UC Berkeley.
Silicon Valley. What do they know?
What do they know?
So we have been out to UC Berkeley to get the training, and we've brought that back here. And we really are using some very leading-edge curriculum and methods for getting startups out of the classroom and out into the real world to do that customer discovery and to figure out whether they have product market fit.
I think one of the things that a lot of people think of when they think startup is they, you know, somebody walks in with Converse shoes and rolled up jeans and, you know, they're in the tech world, but and they're under the age of 20 or 25. You're shaking your head and you're saying that perhaps it's a much broader range?
It is. That's a stereotype.
It is a stereotype.
Especially in tech. But the reality is most startups are formed by people 40 years and above. And it's
so if you have an idea and you're an old altercocker, don't give up, you know?
Exactly. Many of the best ideas that people 40 and above have come from years of experience in the workforce where they see opportunities to do things better or differently. And that provides a great perspective when you look for new ways of doing old things. So we do see more from the 40-plus age range than the 20 to 25 range.
Excellent. Does it cost money, Jennifer, for me to take part in this class?
Yes. So we...
Now, be careful because, you know, many of the startup folks are going, what money? What are you talking about?
And we know that. So this class costs a lot more to run than we charge. We charge teams... $500. So if you bring two or three people with you, it's $500 for the 6 weeks. The class costs a lot more than that, but we are heavily subsidized by the John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and also by the Iowa Department of Economic Development. So,
excellent. Yeah, and that obviously $500 is a bargain if you can get things on the right track. Mm-hmm. About how many people do you expect per session?
We usually accept 10 teams per cohort, so around 30 entrepreneurs. And we really like to cap it at that because we really want to focus on those 10 teams and get all 10 of those teams off to a good start.
And make sure that they're at least moving towards profitability.
Absolutely.
Excellent stuff. I'm so glad that we made the connection. I really am. All right. Wade Steenhook and also Jennifer Ott, they are from the John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center with the University of Iowa Venture School. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll listen to the podcast. We'll have that up in just a little bit. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, I'd like to say, hey, thank you for dropping by. It's been a great time. Our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music that you're listening to is music done by producer James Goodlett. Thank you very much. For all those folks, and for Wade, and for Jennifer and Karen, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.